Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's all perception when you really think about it. But at the bottom line is, you got to find a way to win.
It's a win business.
Win. That's the only thing that matters.
And you're right in that the Jets and the Giants over the first 2 weeks share that common bond of 1 week was wretched, the other week was competitive and a tough loss. Mm-hmm. But the bottom line is they're both 0-2. And 0-3 is a depressing state. And I've been listening to Aaron Glenn every day this week. And I believe in Aaron Glenn. Overall, I still think he has a chance to be the guy we've been waiting for. But Aaron Glenn said something, and I felt I almost took it personal as he was saying it. Listen to Aaron Glenn talk about being 0-2.
It was week two, and the sky's not falling. As much as we all think it is, as much as all the outside noise, as much as you guys write about that, the sky's not falling.
Okay, so the sky's not falling at 0-2. All right, calm down, Evan.
Stop being Chicken Little.
Is the sky falling at 0-3, Coach? Like, at what point would we say the sky is falling? Because you told us at the beginning of the year, we want to make you proud. That's a successful season.
Right.
Okay, I'm not proud, and I don't think any Jet fan is proud. So you can go after the writers and the fans for saying, boy, you guys are acting like the sky is falling. You got embarrassed in week two in a non-competitive mess in which you made so many mistakes. So I'm not offing you as the head coach by any stretch. But don't tell us the sky isn't falling.
0-2, the sky's not falling.
Well, what is it then? Then you tell me, Coach, if the sky isn't falling at 0-2, what happens at 0-3, where they're likely to be? Can I say the sky is falling then? Or no, nah, don't worry, the sky's still not falling.
If it's not falling, it definitely got a lot lower.
The cloud cover is really hovering.
Exactly.
And
there's a lot of fog today.
My confidence level in the Jets on Sunday only goes this far. I have to believe, Tiki, they're going to give a better effort.
Mm-hmm.
I have to believe, let's start with the offensive side of the ball. Justin Fields on Sunday against Buffalo played one of the single worst games you'll ever see a quarterback play. In fact, if you go by whatever data you want to use to judge a quarterback, Justin Fields' worst game in the NFL was Sunday against the Buffalo Bills.
Absolutely. 1.1 QB rating or whatever the heck
yes.
It was. Someone called and told us yesterday. We already know that because he played four passes? For 27 yards?
It was brutal.
It was horrible.
It was horrible. And right. In contrast, week one was one of the best games of his NFL career.
Yes.
I have to think that Tyrod Taylor, for what he is, will give you at least a solid effort because I think Tyrod Taylor's floor is a lot higher
mm-hmm.
than Justin Fields.
Right, assuming health.
His ceiling is not as high. Like, you can see the best of Justin Fields, and we've seen glimpses of it. Obviously, briefly with the Jets, but even before that with Chicago, Tyrod Taylor is a serviceable backup. So I have to think, Teak, right off the top, they will be a better offense. I think they'll run the football more effectively. We saw them do that so well week one against Pittsburgh. It was non-existent against Buffalo.
Well, you just miss out on the one piece of the run game that is invaluable, and that's Justin Fields' ability to create a mismatch.
Absolutely.
As a running quarterback. Now, Tyrod Taylor is not immobile, so he can move. You just worry that when Tyrod Taylor starts moving and gets hit, he's going to get hurt.
Yeah,
that's the only thing you worry about with him. But I agree with you. It's got to be the run game because that's what it was in week one. So week one, They ran for 150 yards or whatever the heck it was. I knew Breece Hall had 108 yards, and it just felt like they were more in control because they could control what they could call next. It's different when you don't have a run game and everybody knows what you're doing. You're dropping back to pass the ball. It's easier to come after you. It's easier to scheme coverages for you. But when you can run the football, it just gives you so many more options as a play caller. Interestingly, they did when they tried to run the football in last week. They ran well.
Right.
So it's not something that's dead one week and great the other week. They just couldn't get to it because they were behind.
They were behind right from jump.
Right.
And I happen to think like there are certain aspects of week one and week two where the Jets will meet in the middle. They're not as bad as what they were in week two.
No.
They're not as good as the way they played offensively in week one. And obviously the quarterback's different. I happen to think they'll be able to run the football. So maybe I'm naive. Their offense better look better. Mm-hmm. I also think that the mental mistakes that we saw in week two, I'd have to assume. And again, maybe I'm being naive and maybe the sky will be falling worse than I thought. I'd have to think that they are not going to commit brutal third down penalties that are going to keep the Tampa Bay Buccaneers on the field continuously.
Right.
I have to just take the leap of faith that the tongue lashing they probably got from this head coach and from Steve Wilks, the defensive coordinator, and watching the tape will elicit a better performance.
Yeah.
I have to think
Here's the one thing. This is the intangible that's hard to put a stat on that I think is going to be important in Tampa for this game specifically. Baker Mayfield brings an energy to the game and to his team that if you don't match, because he's going to talk trash to you.
Yeah.
Right? He's going to.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Do some pretty amazing stuff. It's just Bakers are good like that. And if you don't match it on the road, it overwhelms you. And so one of the challenges with going down to Tampa is matching the energy of Baker Mayfield and what he brings in the aura that surrounds him when he's playing really good football like he has been the last couple of weeks.
Well, one thing that would help, and I guess this is a positive, is to be in position where they have a lead in the fourth quarter, and unlike the Houston Texans and the Atlanta Falcons, actually get off the field and not let Baker Mayfield do something amazing to beat you,
right,
which he did 2 weeks in a row.
Of course.
I think the Jet effort will be better. Now, is that enough? No. Mm. They got to win a freaking game. And that brings me to the Giants. If the Giants were playing a 1-1 Chiefs team, if they were playing a 2-0 Chiefs team, this is the exact moment where I'd want to play the Kansas City Chiefs. It's early in the season. That's usually when they're most beatable.
They're on the road.
They're on the road. Like, I remember Sean back in July and August saying, they're going to beat the Chiefs. And you said it a few times.
Yep.
And I didn't take it as you being a shill. I took it as I can kind of see it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that does make sense. The fact they're 0-2, and I don't believe that they're a bad team. I don't believe that what we've seen over the first 2 weeks against the Chargers and the Eagles, Patrick Mahomes statistically is one of the worst quarterbacks in the league. I don't believe that. Their defense is like 25th in the league. Guess mm-hmm. what? I don't believe that either. They're a top five defense.
Right.
I don't believe what we've seen from Kansas City. So when you combine that with the fact they're 0-2, I have a really tough time seeing how even though the Giants are a desperate team, they're going to beat that desperate team. Like, the Chiefs being 0-2 scares the crap out of me.
Yeah, the thing that gives you faith with that the Chiefs might be vulnerable is that they just haven't been good offensively. It's Hollywood Brown's your leading receiver, and I like Hollywood Brown, but is he a number one receiver right now? Now, it obviously hurts that Xavier Worthy has been out. Potential he's going to play this game?
Potentially. Remember, Rashee Rice suspended.
Yeah, and obviously, Reece Rice has been suspended all season long. That was the traffic thing or something. I forget what it was exactly. But anyways, he's...
And the Kansas City Chiefs are wearing T-shirts in, like, basically they want him freed.
Yes.
Even though he did something illegal and really dangerous.
Right.
But Chief players don't really think about that.
Right, exactly. We deserve to be able to play. And then you look at Travis Kelce, who doesn't feel like the Travis Kelce from even 3 years ago. And so... There's hope because it feels like the Kansas City Chiefs are flawed. I mean, other than the Buffalo Bills, what team isn't flawed?
Exactly. Well, they're all flawed.
I guess the Eagles aren't necessarily flawed, even though they haven't thrown a touchdown pass. But
they haven't needed to.
They're 2-0, and they haven't needed to throw a touchdown
pass. But don't you think with the Kansas City Chiefs, like, I'll start with their run game. Like, I'm not telling you that Kareem Hunt and Isaiah Pacheco is going to give you this 1-2 punch that leads the league in rushing, but they're better than the way they played.
Yeah.
They're better than that. Travis Kelce is not giving the ball away on Sunday night. Mm-hmm. He's better than the way he's played. Right. Unless we just assume, he's done. He's getting married to Taylor Swift. He doesn't care anymore. Unless you're going down that route, Travis Kelce, to me, is still an elite-level player until proven otherwise.
Yeah.
And so I see the Chiefs having played just far below what their talent tells you, despite the flaws that you described.
They've had to have their quarterback, Pat Mahomes, be the hero. He's trying to do it all. He's their leading rusher. Yeah. Pat Mahomes.
By a lot. Yeah, by double.
I know.
Actually, by triple if you want to really get into the
league. Yeah, exactly. So he's doing it all. And I guess when a team is struggling, your best player tends to want to do that, do it all. And so if you're thinking of a game plan for the Kansas City Chiefs, it's frustrate the hell out of Pat Mahomes because he's the only one that's hurting anybody this season for this team offensively.
Well, to that point, forget the fact that they're 0-2. Every time we've seen the Chiefs actually stumble and have a big loss in front of our eyes that hasn't been versus the team, what has been the definition of it? A pass rush beating the crap out of them. Mm-hmm. To me, the only reason I have optimism is the entire identity of this Giant offseason was built on this pass rush.
Right.
And that is how Patrick Mahomes has lost these big games.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.